Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, today, this has been a season when, yes, you have sought partnership, yet the peace you long for has remained elusive. This absence of peace is not without purpose, for I have prepared you, refined your discernment, and sharpened your spiritual senses. It's time to unveil the specific steps and strategic paths designed for this season in your life. Prepare yourself. I'm moving you forward. I'm releasing you from the shackles of uncertainty. Embrace this release as a catalyst for understanding you are poised on the brink of a new chapter in life in which my guidance will become increasingly clear. Do not be discouraged by detours or delays. They have served their purpose in shaping you into the vessel I require for this next leg of your journey. Trust in my timing, for it is perfect. The partnerships you seek will materialize in due course and be aligned with my divine will for your life. Be patient, vigilant, and above all, be open to the unexpected. I am working behind the scenes, orchestrating a symphony of blessings. Listen intently to the promptings of my spirit. He is your constant companion, your wise counselor who will guide you with unfailing love. When doubts cloud your mind, seek his solace in prayer and meditation. As you quiet your heart, his voice, the voice of my spirit, will become increasingly clear, leading you down the path that I've prepared. Trust that even when the way seems uncertain, that I'm always with you, a steady hand on your shoulder, a radiant light illuminating the path. Fear not, for I am your shield, your strength, and ever-present help in time of need. This is my word to you today, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.